Welcome to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast, where we bring you sermons from our teaching team at Flood Church Lilongwe, Malawi. For more information, you can go to floodchurch.com.
Today, our theme is going deep with God through prayer. Going deep with God through prayer. So we're going to be talking about prayer. And what we want to do with this series is just to remind each other of the truth of God. Because often it's not that we don't know. Often it's not that we don't know, but often it's that we forget the truth. And we need to be reminded of that truth over and over again. We need to be reminded of the truth. Probably you've been in a situation where you're going through a hard time and somebody comes in and says, you know what, you need to trust in God because He promises to never leave you and forsake you. And they leave you and you are in that space like, I feel so encouraged by that person saying that. And it's not that you don't know or you've never heard about this promise before, but you got reminded of it. You got reminded of it. And that's what we're going to be doing, reminding each other, of how can we go deep in God? How can we go deep so that we can go far in our growth? We can go far with Him. And today we are in Matthew 6, verse 5 to 8. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 to 8, a very famous scripture. And we would like to read that. And if you can stand, please stand with me as we read the Word of God together this morning. Matthew 6, verse 5 to 8. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God, we thank you, for you know what we need before we ask you. And we thank you, for you listen and you hear. We thank you for you are here. In Jesus' name, amen. Please have a seat. You know, a beautiful instrument like this guitar looks so beautiful. An instrument can look absolutely, beautiful. And, if this instrument is put in the hands of anyone, they can produce sound. It can produce sound. Doesn't matter who it is. Anyone who can, do that, just play. Yeah, they could do like that, something like that. They produce some sound out of it. However, let's get you settled. But yeah, I want to hear the sound that this can produce. And then this mic can also produce sound, no matter who is holding it or who has it. But we want to see what sound can it produce. Yeah, thank you, Kelvin, man. This is Kelvin Sings. And what we say, what does Kelvin do? He sings, man. He sings. Yeah, thanks. Isn't that beautiful? Hannah, are you here? Hannah? Yeah, Hannah's a beautiful instrument. And I love, to see it. It's so beautiful. I think I can just put it on my wall in my house, and I'll be satisfied. Hannah is going to produce a sound on her instrument. Woo! Come on. As I said, just looking at that violin or this guitar and putting it on my wall, it would be great, you know? It would be fantastic. But there is more to this guitar and there is more to that violin. You know, anybody else can produce sound, but when that violin is put in the hands of a skilled artist, if that guitar is put in the hands of a skilled artist, if that microphone is put in the hands of a skilled artist, it makes and produces beautiful sound that you could never ever imagine. Now you can look at an instrument like Kelvin playing or Hannah playing, and the sound that was being produced, and you could say, oh, what a beautiful instrument producing that sound. Or another reaction could be, what a skilled artist that could produce that sound. What a skilled artist that could produce that sound. You and I are instruments. You and I are a violin. You and I are a guitar. And we can produce the most amazing sounds ever if we are put in the hands of a skilled artist. If we can put ourselves in the hands of a skilled artist, we can produce the most amazing sounds, because that's how we are created. We are created to produce the most amazing sounds. And we have to let ourselves be in the hands of a skilled artist. And we do that through prayer. We do that through prayer. And we're going to talk about prayer this morning, because when we go to God in prayer, we are putting ourselves in the hands of a skilled artist who is going to produce the most amazing sound, the most amazing sound. And he will do it, and he does that really, really well. Thank you, Kelvin, and thank you, Hannah. That was amazing. Thank you, guys. Now, when we begin to talk about disciplines, in the faith, like prayer, spiritual disciplines are made to be done individually, personally, but they're also made to be done as a collective, we can worship God together, but also you can worship God individually, and we can give, we can be generous together, or we can be generous individually, and you see both in Scripture. And today we're going to be talking about, that we're going to be paying attention to the private prayer. Now, I have moments, and I have moments when I just love to pray. When I just my prayers are just like shooting to God, and I know he's here. I feel it, I can even feel it, like, yeah, God, you're so here. This is amazing. This is beautiful. And I have those moments. But also have moments when I feel like my prayers are hitting a wall. I don't know if you have ever been there. You would pray and you, first of all, you just feel dry. You just feel like there's a desert. and you feel so dry. Or even having the courage yourself to pray, you're not feeling like having the strength to even just lift your lips to pray. My wife and I, you know, we pray every single night. We read scripture and we pray. But there'll be moments when she'll pray and then I'll pray so that, praying for all kinds of things. But there'll be moments I'll be like, do you want to just pray today? And I can just listen to your prayers. Those moments when you're not feeling like offering a prayer. And I'm a pastor. This is my job, and I'm doing my job right now. But I have my own walk, and you have your own walk with God. And there are moments that you struggle, with prayer. So I'm coming to you not as an expert on this subject. I'm coming to you as somebody who struggles with it, and I'm striving to grow. And I hope that's the same for you, that you are wanting to grow more and more. You're wanting to grow more and more. So the words that we read this morning, the scripture that we read this morning, it's just a part or a portion of one of the longest sermons that Jesus gave. So long that Matthew needed 3 chapters, 5, 6, and 7, to write this. And this sermon is so famous. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And with this sermon, it's so powerful, so influential, absolutely amazing that it actually needed to be recorded because it changes everything. It changes everything. It changes how we look at God. It changes how we look at ourselves. It changes how we look at other people. This is more like Jesus Christ putting out a manifesto, because there was a lot of teachers that were around, a lot of teachers that were there, rabbis, and, people needed to hear, what is Jesus all about? If you are following Jesus, what is he all about? So he teaches this, and to just show, this is how those that follow God, that follow Jesus, they should live their life in the way they relate to God, but also in the way they relate with one another. So he begins to tell them all kinds of things. But there's this portion that we just read this morning when he talks about prayer. What perspective should we have about prayer? And he's wanting to put in a new way of looking at prayer. Woohoo! He's wanting to look at a new way of looking at prayer, Just imagine every single drop is prayers that God receives every single day. Yeah? And he listened to every single one of them. It's fantastic. And when Jesus Christ is talking about prayer, what he's wanting to do is that he's wanting to highlight that we need to have the right attitude to prayer, but we also need to have the right motivation to prayer. We need to have the right attitude and the right motivations to prayer. And this morning we'll be looking at, how through prayer we go to God, and how through prayer we give to God, and how through prayer we get from God. Through prayer we go to God, through prayer we give to God, and through prayer we get from God. We get from God. However, our going, our giving, and our getting from God need to be done with the right attitude and the right motivation. So let's just start the first one. Through prayer, number one, we go to God. Through prayer, we go to God. Verse 5 says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Verse 6, but when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Jesus Christ starts this verse by saying, when you pray, this means that he is making an assumption. And the assumption is that he's making is that every believer or every follower of Jesus will pray. So he's not spending time on saying, I want to tell you the importance of prayer. 5 steps why prayer is important. No, that's not what he's doing. He just says, when you pray, he assumes that you will pray. So he doesn't spend time on, telling people on why they should pray. No, he just says, when you pray. So he's making an assumption. His assumption is that you will pray. And through prayer, we go to God. We go to God. And what is the motivation that should be? The motivation of going to God should be to have a connection with God. The motivation of going to God in prayer should be to have a connection with God. And the best way to have a connection with God is to go to God the way you are and not like someone else. To go to God the way you are and not like someone else. Because Jesus Christ says, do not be like the hypocrites. Do not be like the hypocrites. A hypocrite is a person who does differently from what they say. Or someone who pretends to be something they are not. Or pretending to be someone they are not. And Jesus Christ, he is not against really like public praying, in a sense that don't ever pray in public, otherwise you'll not be praying right now. But he's against those that have a different motivation. Their motivation is that, you know, they want to pretend, be like someone else. And they're more interested in having a connection with people than having a connection with God. They're more interested in having a connection with people and not having a connection with God. So they are coming to God like someone else. But Jesus Christ says, do not be like a hypocrite. I want you to come to God the way you are. For a hypocrite, connection with people is more important. And they do this while doing the things of God. You know, serving God so that they can get more connected to people. Using God to have all the rewards. Using God so that they can, you know, be looked at and people can look at them and be like, whoa, what a prayer warrior Humphreys is. What a worshiper this man of God is. And they are doing the things of God. They are serving God. They are doing the things of God so that they have a connection with the people. But Christ says, do not be like them. Do not be like a hypocrite. Come to God the way you are. Come to God the way you are. Come to God the way you are. Be yourself, because it is when you are just yourself to God that you connect with God deeply, that you go to God the way you are. And the reason why we're going to God the way we are is because God is our Father. God is our Father. So be real. Don't hide. Be open. He is Father. The Father who sees. That's what he says. Verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. We want to be ourselves and get a connection with God, because our Father, though unseen, but he sees. Though unseen, but he sees. And God sees the way we are. God sees the way we are. He sees the depth of our heart, but still loves us the same. So why hide? Why go to God like someone else? Go like yourself. Go to God the way you are, all with all your struggles, with all your pains. Go to God. Go to him, because he still loves you the same way, the way you are. So come to him the way you are to seek a connection with our Father. So he says, for you go into a closed room. You go into a closed room. Going behind a closed door so that you can have an open heart. Going behind a closed door so you can have an open heart. A closed door is an opportunity for an open heart. And when you go in the secret, where you're not for performance, but you are going to God to have a connection with God, you're going to pour out your heart. You're going to pour out your heart. This is what's going on with me. If it's crying, I'm going to cry. If it's feeling sad, I will. If it's rejoicing and jumping, I will, in the presence of my Father. This is an opportunity for me to have an open heart. A closed door is an opportunity for an open heart. So he says, close the door. Go in your room and close the door. Open up to God. Open up to him. He is your Father. So our motivation for going to God is to have a connection with him. To have a connection with him. Now, when I was reading this, because you know, in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ often says, this is how it's done, but this is the way you guys should do. No, this is how it's done, but this is how I want you guys to do this. And he doesn't give so much instruction when you what you should do or how you should act or what your physical posture should be like when you go behind a closed door. You know, and I know we have all kinds of postures when it comes to prayer. Sometimes we kneel. We raise our hands. Some people do run. All kinds of things happen when you go, you know, to prayer. But he does not touch that. And I'm just wondering about why he doesn't give instructions on how you should behave yourself when you go behind a closed door. And what he just says is, you know, do what's done in secret. Do what's done in secret. Because God sees what's being done in the secret. So when you are there, whatever posture, physical posture you have, it's welcome to God. It's welcome to God. You know, whether you are kneeling down, it's welcome to God. Whether you are, you know, laying down, it's welcome to God. Whether you are jumping up and down, oh, Jesus, Jesus, you know, whatever, like a charismatic guy, you know, just going for it, it's welcome to God. You know, as long as you're wanting to have a connection with the Father, as long as you want to have a connection with the Father. Some people pray best probably when they are driving. You know, some people pray best when it's at night, some when it's in the morning. But let's go to God so we can have a connection with God. So that's our motivation. Our motivation is to have a connection. And what is our attitude? Our attitude, when we go to God, should be the one that has confidence in God. Has confidence in God. Scripture says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Our faith is grounded in the truth that even though God is unseen, but he sees. Even though he is unseen, he sees. So you might have your needs. And the thing is that we are always going somewhere when we have our worries, when we have our burdens, we are always going somewhere. You might go to your worries. We are just worrying all the time. You are going somewhere. Or you might go to people to complain about how hard these situations are. Or you might go to your thoughts and just keep thinking about what's happening, what's going on. But here's an invitation. An invitation is to go to God. To go to God. And when you go to God, you have the confidence that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask or even imagine. Because he sees what's done in the secret. And he knows your needs. So you go him and you have confidence in him. You have confidence that God sees you. Whatever is going on, he hears you. He sees you. He knows you. So go with confidence in him. And our confidence is actually built in something that's even deeper. Jesus Christ was denied 3 times by his Father so that you and I can be accepted by him. His prayer was denied. When he was in Gethsemane, he was praying, God, if it is possible, please remove this cup away from me. And he got denied. His prayers got denied so that our prayers could be accepted by him. So therefore, we can go in God. We can go to him with confidence. Our attitude should be that of having a confidence in God. In God the Father who cares about us. And he cares about you. So come to God. Come to him to have a connection with him. Come the way you are. Come the way you are. Just want you right now to just take a moment. Just close your eyes. Just right now. What are you feeling right now? What are you feeling right now? It could be maybe because of what has been going on in the week or at work or at home. You're feeling something. Maybe you're feeling excited. Maybe you're feeling angry. Or maybe you're feeling anxious. Or you're feeling happy. Or you're feeling sad. What are you feeling right now? And silently just say a prayer to God. However you're feeling now, just say, God, I come to you as, and whatever you're feeling is, mention it to God. Amen. You don't come to God as someone else. You come to God the way you are. So come to God with your feelings, however you've been feeling. Whatever that is, lift it up to him and he'll welcome you. He'll welcome you. So we go to God and our motivation is to have a connection with him and we have an attitude of having confidence in him. Secondly, we give to God. Through prayer, we give to God. Verse 6 says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Through prayer, we give ourselves to God. Through prayer, we give our burdens to God. Through prayer, we give our worries to God. And through prayer, we give ourselves that He's the one that can carry our burdens, because He is good like that. We go to God in the secret and we offer all these things to God. And our motivation for giving our prayers to God, our motivation should be that we will find sustenance in God. We'll find sustenance in God. We give our prayers to God not because we want Him to just give stuff to us and that's it, and that it ends there. But we give our prayers to God because we know that only Him can sustain us. Verse 8 says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Your Father knows your needs before you ask Him. And when you give those needs to God, He could do more with your needs than you can do when you have plenty. So you say, here, God, here, I give it to you. I give it to you, God. I give you whatever that is. I give it to you. Give your needs to God, because depending on His ability is better than depending on your own. And God will sustain you. God sustains us. God sustains us. I was 17 years old. One time, I was, I wanted to wash my clothes. Some of you that know my story is that I left my parents' house when I was 13 years old and went to stay with this pastor. And this time, this pastor had gone to a Bible school. So I was alone in the house. I was not working. I was in school. I didn't have any finances. I didn't have any resources. So this one day, I wanted to wash my clothes, and I didn't have any soap. So I prayed. I said, God, will you provide soap for me? I need soap today and have to wash. And this was like 6 a.m. I'm like, it would be great if by 10 a.m. I've washed my clothes. This would be fantastic. So what I did was I took buckets out, put in water, and took my clothes out and cleaned the lines so that I can put my clothes there. And I just sat on the corner waiting for soap to come. Yeah, and I just there, singing my songs, looking at my watch, that this would be great for God to provide. And, before I knew it, an hour later, this guy comes rushing, and he says, oh, thank God I found you. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank God you found me, man. It's good to see you. And he says, I was going to the supermarket, but I felt like I shouldn't use the money. I should give this money to you specifically. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, so something was telling me to give you this money. And I knew that something was God. I was like, yeah. And he gave me the money, and I went to buy soap. By 10, I was done with my washing. God can sustain us. And I have so many stories of times when God has provided for me. And God has done for you as well, where God has sustained you. I don't know if it has ever happened to you guys, where you are like in a space that you receive something, and I didn't pray for this, but I thought about it. Yeah? Like, I thought about it. I didn't pray for it, but God has given it to me. God sustains us, doesn't He? He sustains us. He sustains us. And He does. So you go, you give your prayers to God, and you trust that God will sustain me. And our attitude with this, when we give to God, our attitude should be that of surrender. An attitude of surrender. Scripture says that your Father knows what you need before you ask. Knows what you need before you ask. And I wanted to just bring you to that word, attention to that word, ask. Some of us need to ask more. We need to ask more. Because in asking, you are surrendering to God's will. When you ask God for something, you are saying, you are letting Him decide what's good for you. So you surrender to God in prayer. I surrender to you, God. I surrender to you. Decide what's good for me. Decide what's great for me. Decide what is perfect for me in this situation. So may you ask and do that in surrender, not as a way of demanding, but as a way of saying, you know what's best for me. Therefore, I surrender and I ask for help. I ask for help. One more time. Would you just please close your eyes? The first time we ask the question, what you're feeling right now? I want to ask the question, what do you need right now? What do you need right now? You could be needing maybe God's grace or mercy, or you could be needing for Him to move someone. What is it that you need? And just ask God, help me, I need this. Just ask silently to God, from God. Amen. Before you asked to God, He already knew your need. He knows your need. He knows your need. And lastly, when we come to God to pray, we come to God so that we can get from God. We can get from God. Through prayer, we get from God. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. The Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. The reason why we want to get in God, our motivation should be to find satisfaction in God. Our motivation of getting from God is to find satisfaction in God. I think it was on Thursday, Kate and I went to Likuni and we were wanted to pay for something that it was being made for us right there in Likuni. So I said, hey, I don't have the money right now, but I want to go on the ATM to get cash. So we went to the ATM. I went there, punched in the numbers, then got cash. When I got cash, I just left. I left my card there. And you know, like these days, it does ask you, do you want to do another transaction? So you have to say yes or no. If you say no, it will give you the card. Yeah, so it will wait for you to say yes or no. And I needed to just get the cash. I got cash. And then I was out, you know. And then I was like, oh, it would be good for us to pay, to put fuel in the car. And then somehow I noticed that I don't have the card on me. I'm like, oh, what has happened? Have I left it somewhere? So I went, I jumped out of the car, looking around, seeing if I left my ATM card somewhere else. And I couldn't find it. And I realized I didn't answer the question. Do you need another transaction? Yes or no? I didn't answer that. So I went to the ATM, punching that button which says cancel, like cancel. Maybe it'll produce the card. It didn't. It swallowed the card. And my guess is it's a protective mechanism so that nobody probably takes the card, you know. But isn't that the attitude that we have when we go to God? That we just, you know, put in the ATM, card, get the cash, and then we leave. You know, until you realize, oh, there's another need. Oh, I need that card again, you know. So we're getting from God, not for the sake of just getting from God, but we're getting from God to find satisfaction in God. And there is nothing wrong to get something from God, because when you go and ask for help, He will give you help. When you go and ask for direction, He will give you direction. But you're going to Him not for the sake of just wanting to get what you want and forget about Him. But you want to find satisfaction in God, and true satisfaction, true joy is found in God, is found in God. So that's our motivation, is to find satisfaction. And our attitude is that of assurance of a reward, an attitude of an assurance of a reward. The Bible here says, then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. This is a promise. The Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. When you go and pray in the secret, whatever happens, you'll be rewarded. Who'll be rewarded? And this is the words of Jesus that He says. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can think of so many prayers that were not answered. I can think of all kinds of prayers that He didn't answer. So what does He mean when He says, When you pray, your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. There's a guarantee that you'll be rewarded. Will be rewarded. And when I'm thinking about it, is that probably maybe my reward will not necessarily be the answered prayer or the very thing that I'm looking for. But it's more likely that I'm getting rewarded by God for going in the secret to pray. And sometimes I will not notice what the reward is because I'm just fixed on what I'm thinking the reward should be, which is an answer to this specific thing. But you're being rewarded by God. You're being rewarded by God. And often probably we miss it. We miss God's rewards. And when I think of rewards, I'm only thinking like, you know, when I die, I'm going to be rewarded. But Jesus Christ is saying, you'll be rewarded. You'll be rewarded now. So what are the rewards that we're getting? You know, and sometimes, I don't know for you, sometimes you can go to pray. Maybe you were anxious about something and you go and pray. And even though maybe you might not get that answer, but somehow you just feel peace in your heart. You just feel so peaceful in your heart. A reward from God. A reward from God. Or maybe you just begin to have a bit more faith. A reward from God. And God will reward prayers that are being done in the secret. He will reward it because that's a promise. And He will do this for you. Now, as a response to this, I wanted to invite the entire church to a 21-day of prayer and fasting. And we did this last year, and it was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely fantastic. And we want you guys to join in, in this prayer and fasting for 21 days, beginning tomorrow, the 6th of January, all the way to the 26th of January. Just for 21 days. And you can fast food. Fast food. You can fast social media. You know, something else that you've been depending on for a long time. That you are saying, you know what, I've depended on this thing for a while. I'm looking to God to sustain me. Only He can sustain me. Only He can satisfy me. I've been looking too much for pleasure in this and satisfaction in this, but I can find it in God. So you can lay that down at the feet of God, at the feet of Jesus. I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm not going to get that. So what that is, whatever that is for you, I want you guys to join us in these 21 days of fasting that we're going to be starting tomorrow on Monday all the way to the Sunday, the 26th. Just surrendering to God. And what I'm asking for this is that I want you to commit a minimum of at least 15 minutes a day to pray. 15 minutes a day to pray. Because also when you're just fasting without praying, you're just on strike. You know, you're not really fasting. You know, so don't be on strike. Go and pray. Have a connection with God. Seek a connection with God. Go to God. And whatever that is that you need, that you can surrender.
Thanks for listening to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast. Please send us your feedback by commenting below or by emailing floodlilongwe@gmail.com.